Thank you for listening to KRNR 93.9. And now, the news. Final returns from the 1940 census today put the total population of the United States and all its territories and possessions at 150,621,231, an increase of 8.8% from the count in 1930. The Hudson Motor Car Company announced it has contracted with the United States Navy to build and operate a $13 billion ordnance plant in Detroit, Michigan. Filmland is making a lot of hullabaloo of the surprise New Year's Eve marriage of actress Bette Davis to Arthur Farnsworth of Boston. Few of Miss Davis' associates knew Farnsworth. Her friends say she has known him since their childhood days in Lowell, Massachusetts, and renewed her friendship with him in 1939, when Miss Davis spent a vacation at Sugar Hill, New Hampshire, where Farnsworth was an assistant manager of her hotel. They were married at a privately owned ranch in Rimrock, Arizona. And that is the news. We now return to our scheduled programming.
Piece of fundamental fashion advice. My pet hobby, of which I've shouted about for years, is the allotment that is spent on accessories. For I say that one half of the clothing budget, one full half, should be set aside for shoes, bags, gloves, and small items. To the fashion novice, this may seem shocking, but to the experienced, fashionable woman, it's obviously commonplace. From the world of fashion, this has been Hannah Bourbon. Now, back to some music.
listening to KRNR. And now for international news. Japanese dispatches from Saigon, French Indochina, said an armistice agreement ending hostilities between Thailand and French Indochina was signed aboard the Japanese cruiser Natori. Border fighting between Thailand and French Indochina has been continuing sporadically since last November. Terms of the armistice were not disclosed. Cream is effectively forbidden to Italians under the first new rationing order issued by Giuseppe Tassinari, agriculture minister and food dictator. And that's the news from KRNR. We now return to our scheduled programming.
Thank you for listening to KRNR 93.9. And now, it's time for the news. Named the Santa Rosa Island Mouse and believed by biologist Jack von Bloecker Jr. to be native only in the Channel Islands, a short-tailed white-footed mouse was one of the finds of a recent Los Angeles County Museum expedition, according to the Bulletin of the Southern California Academy of Sciences. This expedition also led to the discovery of a rare, many-legged insect found on Anacapa Island and a new type of lotus found on San Clemente Island. From Phoenix, Arizona, comes a story of A. Kingsley McComber's Natural History Collection, which was offered to the state of Arizona to be placed in a museum. The collection's said to contain many rare specimens worth an estimated $1 million. Part of the collection is in California. Some specimens are in Macomba's private residence near Paris, France. From Juneau, Alaska, Lieutenant Commander R.D. Horn reports a discovery of a submarine mountain range, 3,000 feet in altitude, but 8,000 feet below the ocean's surface. He said coast and geodetic survey vessels have completed about 20% of a new study of the Aleutian area, started in 1934. Previously, the only charts available were those made by Russians in the 1860s. And that's the news. We now return to our scheduled programming.
Somebody? You held something behind your back, a piece of candy or something like that, and then you said, which hand will you have? Well, not so long ago, there were hundreds of women who might have asked you, much more seriously, which hand will you have? And then shown you two very different looking hands. One, smooth and white and lovely. The other, rough, red, and harsh. Those women were making the famous Lux test of dishwashing soaps. The test that proved no woman need have red, rough, dishpan hands. Here's how the test was made. Each woman went to a famous laboratory and for 20 minutes, three times a day, put one hand in a dishpan full of Lux suds, the other in suds from one of five other well-known dishwashing soaps. The conditions were similar to home dishwashing. After weeks of this, the Lux hands were still soft, smooth, and lovely. But the other hands looked red, rough, and chapped. You see, there's a great difference between new Quick Lux Flakes and many ordinary soaps. Lux contains no harmful alkali, nothing to dry or irritate or coarsen the skin. Why not change to new Quick Lux for your dishes tomorrow? It's inexpensive because that generous big box does dishes for many, many meals. Jot it down on your shopping list tomorrow. Lux for dishes.
I climb the highest mountain. If I knew that when I climbed that mountain, I'd find you. I'd swim the deepest river. If I knew that when I swam that river, I'd find you. Without you, dear, my life means nothing to me, no matter where. That's where I want to be. I'd pray to get to heaven, 'cause I know that if I got to heaven, I'd find you.
Honey child, I'd climb the highest mountain. That is, if I knew when I got to the top that I'd find you sitting there. I'd even swim the deepest river if I knew that when I swam that river, you'd be waiting on the other side. You see, without you, honey, my life don't mean nothing to me. And no matter where you are, honey child, that's just where I want to be.
I pray to get to heaven, 'cause I know that if I got to heaven, I'd find you.
This is Hannah Bourbon with some fresh news from the world of fashion. First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt has just taken back to the White House from New York a gay red dress which she will wear under her fur coat as she races up Pennsylvania Avenue with her president husband for inauguration. Mrs. Roosevelt bought two other inauguration gowns as well, one white satin for the big reception, and the other a trimmed dress with Persian embroidery, inspired by the recent famous exhibition of Persian art in New York. Until next time, fashion lovers. This is Hannah Bourbon signing off.
Thank you.
For listening to KRNR 93.9. And now it's time for the news. Franklin D. Roosevelt was officially declared by the Senate and the House into his third term as President of the United States. Henry A. Wallace was also announced to have been chosen Vice President. President Roosevelt broke another precedent this month, lunching for the first time with members of the Women's National Press Club. First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt, a member of the club, was among the 260 club members and their guests at the hotel luncheon. After 9.5 years, students of Leonard J. Fleedner, science teacher at Flushing High School in New York, have grown a single crystal of chrome alum, which now weighs 90 pounds. Considerable difficulty was experienced, said Mr. Fleedner, in finding a container big enough to hold it and the solution, since it was more than a foot wide. After it was finally removed from the solution, it was varnished for protection. And that's the news. We now return to our scheduled programming.
Oh yeah, Harlem is the place you dream about where they sing and shout the morning. Yeah, oh, oh,
I'm high. trumpet man from out Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was a top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand, because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a toot, a toot-a-la-da-toot. He blows it eight to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless a bass and guitar is playing with him. He makes the company jump when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. And when he plays boogie woogie bugle, he was busy as a buzz bee. And when he plays, he makes the company jump way to the bar. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Doot 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 da da doot da da doot doot. He blows it eight to the bar. He can't blow a note if the bass and guitar isn't with him. The company jumps when he plays reveille. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Every night, and wakes them up the same way in the early bright. They clap their hands and stamp their feet, because they know how he plays. When someone gives him a beat, he really breaks it up when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B.
A piece of fundamental fashion advice. Don't ferret about in movie magazines if a new hairdo is the problem on your mind. The movie stars all look the same, with well-brushed mops hanging down their backs as usual. But what you could do, if you've got the spunk and the courage, is take out the family photo album and see what Grandma did about her hair, or even Mother when she was a girl. From the world of fashion, this is Hannah Bourbon signing off.
You're wearing old dreams, breaking out at the seams. They should be new. And have I got the bargains? You lucky people, you. Here's a hollyhock scent, makes the lady or gent feel well-to-do. And the price fits your pocket, you lucky people, you. Then here's a green velvet landscape, and to prove I'm no rogue, I'll add a smart-looking rainbow like you see pictured in Vogue. I've a wonderful buy in a wraparound sky of moonlight blue, and it's yours for a love song, you lucky people, you. To prove I'm no rogue, I'll add a
you see pictured in Vogue. I've a wonderful bye in a wraparound sky of moonlight blue. And it's yours for a love song, just one love song. You lucky, lucky people, you.
Thank you for listening to KRNR. And now for international news. Princess Elizabeth, heiress apparent to the throne of England, played at the controls of an American-made bomber of an RAF coastal command station today, while her sister, Princess Margaret Rose, lay down and focused the bomb site. The girls, 14 and 9, making their first visit to an RAF war station with their parents, climbed aboard the Hudson bomber with the pilot, a young New Zealand officer. The plane, of course, did not leave the ground. The British freighter Chief Crown radioed that she had sighted a suspicious submarine approximately 60 miles east of St. John's, Newfoundland. The small Canadian Navy has no submarines, and the location of United States undersea craft, although officially classified, are unlikely to be operating so far north. And that's the news from KRNR. We now return to our scheduled programming.
We meet and the angels sing. The angels sing the sweetest song I ever heard. You speak and the angels sing. Then suddenly I see it all change. Long winter nights with the candles gleaming. Through it all, your face that I adore. You smile and the angels sing. And though it's just a
actress Carol Lombard is undergoing a minor operation at John Hopkins Hospital. She entered the hospital with her husband, Clark Gable, who said at the time he would have an injured shoulder examined. Miss Lombard said the operation was decided upon after a general physical checkup. The Ford Motor Company reported today that its plants in the United States and Canada produced 1,041,000 vehicles during 1940. Included in the total were 35,600 tractors. In addition to this output, the Ford plant in Dagenham, England, assembled 35,700 units in the first 11 months of 1940. No figures were available on production in Ford branches in other countries. From Boston, Massachusetts, comes a story of patrolman Michael Griffin and his ability to meow like a kitten, which brought about the arrest of 10 men on gambling charges. While fellow officers stationed themselves around a building, Griffin meowed repetitively at the rear door. A kind-hearted gambler opened the door to let the cat in out of the cold. The police broke in and broke up the gambler's card game. And that's the news. We now return to our scheduled programming.
Alka-Seltzer at work earlier in the day, but don't wait now. Take it right away. And next time, remember that Alka-Seltzer is first aid for relief from headaches. Alka-Seltzer is easy to take, pleasant tasting, too. Here's all you do. Dissolve one or two Alka-Seltzer tablets in a glass of water, then drink it. Since Alka-Seltzer is a solution when you take it, the pain-relieving analgesic sodium acetyl salicylate is ready to go right to work. And say, that fizz that creates thousands of sparkling bubbles gives speed to Alka-Seltzer's relief-giving qualities. Yes, it gets there fast to give fast relief. So remember, first aid for relief from headache is Alka-Seltzer.
time for the news. Striving to build up a reservoir of pilots sufficient to meet any demands of the expanding fleet, the Navy Air Service is planning another expansion of its pilot training program, even before the current one has been completed. Goal of the present program is entry of student flyers into naval air training centers at the rate of 800 a month by late next summer. Now it is proposed to push the training rate on up to 1,000 a month by the end of 1941. Officials estimate that about 75% of the men who enter the training centers will pass their tests at the end of the seven-month course. General Motors Corporation confirmed earlier reports and announced that it would construct a $31 million airplane engine plant at Melrose Park, Illinois, a suburb of Chicago, to carry out a national defense contract. Two unidentified gunmen opened the sliding door of a street booth in New York's Midtown West Side and without a word began firing at Thomas Cunniff, 26, delegate of the International Longshoremen's Association, as he was getting a shoeshine. Cunniff, nephew of Killer Cunniff, West Side gangster who was slain several years ago, pitched into the street dead. It was the fourth murder among the West Side longshoremen officials in the past year. And that was the news. We now return to our scheduled programming.
This is Hannah Bourbon with some fresh news from the world of fashion. 8 world-recognized American designers pick and name each year's colors. They've decided on the following colors for 1941. Brazilian beige. Trinidad tan. Chili sauce red. Argentine navy. Peruvian pink. Pagoda blue. And Lima lemon. If you couldn't tell by the names, we can expect a lot of South American influence in this year's wardrobes. Until next time, this has been Hannah Bourbon.
Thank you.
To KRNR, and now for international news. Pan American Airways announced that it expects to make a survey flight within 10 days of an alternate westbound route from Europe over the South Atlantic, which will see Clipper planes operating in the same area as German and Italian airlines. Just authorized by the Civil Aeronautics Board, the new route extends from Europe to this country via Bolama, Portuguese Guinea, Port of Spain, Trinidad, and San Juan, Puerto Rico. It is 7,200 miles long and adds 26 hours to the present 28-hour crossings. From Tokyo comes a report that the official Japanese broadcasting station announced today it had decided, as a result of the trend of the times, to eliminate the use of the English language for broadcasts within Japan. And that's the news from KRNR. We now return to our scheduled programming.
Mm-hmm.
thank you for listening to KRNR 93.9. And now, the news. President Roosevelt nominated Guy J. Swope, former Pennsylvania congressman, to be governor of Puerto Rico, and Charles Harwood of New York to be governor of the Virgin Islands. Swope, an auditor for the Pennsylvania Railroad, will succeed Admiral William D. Leahy, who is now the U.S. ambassador to France. Harwood, an attorney and former judge in the Panama Canal Zone, will succeed Lawrence W. Kramer, who resigned. Lemon pickers went on strike in Ventura County, California. 600 of them employed by the Oxnard Citrus Association in Wainimi, which claims to operate the world's largest lemon packing plant. Ed Ashtetter, organizer of the AFL Agricultural and Citrus Workers Union, said the strikers were demanding union recognition. The dexterous fingers of girls are now being trained at Newton, Massachusetts, by Uncle Sam for the delicate precision work of making time bomb mechanisms. Unique among the programs for training men for defense jobs is this WPA training course, the only one where women are being fitted for the defense industries, and they have proven to be more adaptable than men at learning this particular kind of work. And that's the news. We now return to our scheduled programming.